So let's review. We learned in the Mishnah, Amr Yehuda, Noigin hayinu shahayinu yishenim tachas amita b'fnei hazakenim v'lamer lanu davar. Yehuda says a bed is not an oil that separates a person from the sukkah. The Gemara now discusses how Rabbi Yehuda defines an oil in general and how that applies to his opinion regarding a sukkah. In the Mishnah in Olis, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol oil she'ino asa b'dei adam in oil." Any tent that is not man-made with the intent of using it as an oil is not considered an oil regarding the laws of Tumah. The Gemara explains, the logic of Rabbi Yehuda is because he learns a gzeirah shavah from the Mishkan. The word oil is used both in the context of Tumah and the building of the Mishkan. And just as the Mishkan was man-made with the intention to cover, so too a tent must be man-made to convey Tumah. The Rabban who argue with Rabbi Yehuda and say that the repetition of the word oil in the parash of Tumah comes to include even naturally occurring shelters as well. The Gemara presents a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Here it seems that only man-made tents can convey Tumah, while another Mishnah Olis, which describes the process for obtaining the water needed for the Paraduma process, seems to imply that even naturally created shelters can convey Tumah. The Mishnah there states, children were raised in an area where they would never come in contact with Tumah, and they would retrieve the water in a manner that would prevent any Tumah contamination. One of the many protections from Tumah was that they placed their children on doors which had been placed on the backs of oxen, and these served as an oil to stop any Tumah from ascending from below. Regarding this Mishnah, Braisa quotes Rabbi Yehuda who claimed they didn't use doors, but rather the children were placed directly on the oxen, and these oxen functioned as an oil. From here we see that Rabbi Yehuda considered something natural, the oxen, as a valid oil. The Gemara resolves this with a statement from Avdimi in the name of Rabbi Laza, that if the naturally occurring tent is at least kimloi egrif, the size of a large fist, incidentally Rashi explains v'zeu grifishol ben avatiach, which was closer to the size of a human head, even Yehuda would agree that it is a valid oil. His disagreement with the Rabban is if the naturally occurring tent is only the size of a tefach. A braisa is quoted to support this. Umaydir Yehuda b'shkifin u'b'nikikya haslaim. Yehuda agrees that cavities from uprooted boulders and rock crevices are valid as an oil. However, the Gemara questions this explanation, since the doors they used would have been several fists above the ground. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say they would not use doors and just use the oxen? If the space beneath the doors was larger than the fist, Rabbi Yehuda would have agreed to their use as an oil. The Gemara has two answers. Abaye says Rabbi Yehuda means they didn't need the doors, but they would have worked. Rava says, "Memnei shadaitu shel tina gas alav." A child feels confident sitting on top of a door because it's stable. There's concern that they might lean over the side where there was Tumah and become tummy. So Rabbi Yehuda said no door should be used, but they are a valid oil otherwise. There is a braisa to support Rabbi's explanation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lohay mevin d'losis kol ikar, emnei shadaita shaltin egasolav, shemayitzi roishoy, oyachin mevarv, v'yitma bekev ratahim, el mevin shvarm ha-mitzrim, shekreisein rechavis, v'atinekis yeshvin agabein. Rabbi Yehuda said they would not bring doors at all, because the children feel confident when sitting upon them and were worried they might lean their head or another limb over the edge and become tame. Rather, they used Egyptian oxen who had wide bellies and the children would sit on their backs. Since we have established that Rabbi Yehuda considers a naturally formed structure to be an oil when it's larger than a fist, why did he sleep under a bed in the sukkah? There are several fists of space between the bed and the ground. It should be considered a separation. The Gemara answers that beds are different, because their tops are meant to be used, whereas underneath the bed is not used. Therefore, it is not considered a valid oil. However, the Gemara counters that logic, since an ox is also meant to be used from the top, so it's no different than the bed. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael and said in the name of Rebbe Lazar that oxen are different, because meginim al aroyim, they protect the shepherds underneath from sun and rain. The space underneath the oxen are therefore valid as an oil. The Gemara persists and says that beds also protect the shoes and sandals placed underneath them. Therefore, Rava provides a different reason. Oxen are considered an oil because they constantly protect their internal organs. As the Pasuk says, Oyre basra talbisheni uvat samis vigidim tsechecheni. With skin and flesh you have clothed me, and with bones and sinews you sheltered me. This shows that a skeletal structure is considered a shelter. As Rashi points out, the Pasuk used the word tsechecheni, al-maschach karile. However, under the bed are not considered an oil because their use is only occasional. The Gemara has another answer. Rabbi Yehuda follows his shita that sukkah's diris kevabina. A sukkah has to be a permanent dwelling. Underneath the bed is only a diris aroi, a temporary dwelling. The temporary dwelling cannot nullify the permanent dwelling, so the bed does not separate a person from the sukkah. And although Reb Shimon also says sukkah is dearest kvabinan, yet he says, Osi oil arai umavatal oil kva. A temporary dwelling can nullify a permanent one. It is this very point that Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon argue over. The Mishnah mentioned an incident involving Tavi, the slave of Reb Gamliel. The Gemara presents a braisa that records a longer version of what Reb Shimon said. He said, from the casual speech of Reb Gamliel, we learn two things. One, a slave is pater, exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah, and someone who sleeps under a bed in the sukkah has not fulfilled the mitzvah. The Gemara questions the use of the word sichasai, his casual speech, instead of the word dvar, his words. The Gemara says that milsa agav urchi kamashmon. Shimon teaches us something else by the way he taught the main idea, and that is, shafil sichas tamid chacham tzrich limud. Even a casual conversation of Tamil Chachamim requires study. Zok the Mishnah. Hasemich sukasa bekari hamita ksher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. If someone supports his sukkah up with the post of a bed, it's kasher. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it cannot stand on its own, it's pasul. Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal disagree about the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda to invalidate such a sukkah. One says, such a sukkah is not fixed. Rabbi Yehuda holds, sukkah diris kvabinan. The other says, the schach of this sukkah is being supported by something that could become tummy. And although we have only learned that the schach itself cannot come from something that is makabel tuma, in this case, since its main support is from something that can become tummy, Rashi says, have a ki'ilu sichach bedavah makabel tuma. The difference between these reasons is, shena'at shvudin shabarzal basichalim. If someone drove iron spikes into the ground and put schach over them, this sort of sukkah would be fixed, so it's valid according to that opinion, Behuda. But the schach is supported by something that could become tamei, so it would be invalid according to the other opinion, Behuda. Abaye clarifies the Behuda's opinion in the Mishnah. It's only a problem if the schach was supported by the bedpost. If the schach was over the bed itself, so the boards of the bed formed the walls of the sukkah, but the schach was resting on a separate and fixed freestanding frame, it would be kosher. This would be okay according to both opinions of Behuda. The frame is fixed, so that issue is taken care of. And even according to the opinion that if the schach is supported by something that can become tummy, it's possible. Here the schach is supported by its own frame made from something that cannot become tummy.